Welcome to the Art of Slowing Down to Quantum Leap podcast that I created especially for conscious introvert entrepreneurs. And if you desire to grow and quantum scale without the hustle and are ready to discover the missing pieces to effortlessly running a solo-aligned business, then this is for you. And I'm your host, Annalena Fuchs, a human design and energetic alignment coach. And my mission with this podcast is to provide you with a shortcut to your most aligned path to success and financial freedom using a powerful combination of human design, science, and spirituality. And I myself have shifted from working 9 to 5 to now enjoying the freedom of creating things on my own terms. And I want to help you do the same. Welcome everyone to another episode of the Art of Slowing Down podcast. It's Annalena here, your host. And today I want to say I have a super special guest with me because she's a childhood friend of mine. Her name is Gerti Schöpe. And before I read your bio and everything, I just want to say hi. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. So to give you guys a little bit of a backstory, Gerti and I, we went to school together. It was called the Waldorf School. Maybe some of you guys will know about this. And we were really good friends. We hang out a lot. We went through a lot of fun stuff. We have recently, I found an old letter she sent to me. I have still some funny pictures of us. But then anyways, at some point we went different ways because I left the Waldorf School at some point. We were still in contact. And then eventually I went to America. I think we still had a little bit of contact then, but then we kind of disconnected for a while. And over the last few years, I started to notice her again because she's also very active on Instagram, sharing her beautiful story. And we will dive more into this. And she has a very successful business now, helping other people overcome some health challenges. And she will tell us all about what this is and everything. And we saw each other in March this year, right? We had a little Waldorf School reunion. It was actually so nice to see everybody. I was also a little bit overwhelmed because there were so many people I hadn't seen in such a long time. We only had like a few hours. And of course, as I was sitting there, I was like, hey, you want to come on my podcast? It took us a little while because you also, of course, she's from Germany. She doesn't speak English every single day. And I'm really honored that you are willing to be here, even though that's not your native language and you don't speak English every day. But if there's something we don't know in English, I'll translate it and we're just going to have a lot of fun. Does that sound good?
Very good.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay, Gerti, so I'm going to read your bio a little bit and then we're just going to take it away, okay? So Gerti has left the symptoms of her Graves' disease behind and she's now showing others her path. Because she freed herself from this autoimmune disease and learned a lot about the regulatory forces and all levels of our being. So it has become her heart's mission to encourage as many people as possible with her story. Her story is amazing. I'm so excited to hear it again. And she would like to give women, especially with Graves' disease, back their confidence in their bodies and pass on her amazing in-depth knowledge to them because she knows how wonderful it is to enjoy life again with a healthy thyroid. So I loved reading this. Gerti, tell us a little bit about... So first of all, I know when I first ask you about it, I was like, is this Hashimoto's? And then you explained it to me. So can you explain to me again and everybody that's listening, what is Graves' disease and maybe what's the difference to Hashimoto's?
Okay, Graves' disease is an autoimmune version of an overactive thyroid, which means you have too many thyroid hormones in your blood, in the body. And the thyroid's role in the body is to regulate the metabolism. And the symptoms you can expect are everything speeds up. So people often feel anxious. Their hands shake. They have unexpected weight loss. They feel an increased heart rate. They have intolerance to heat. Their eyes can bulge out. The feelings are affected as well. This kind of disease put you on an emotional roller coaster. So you can feel happy and sad and angry and bored all in a minute.
Oh gosh.
And this the whole day long. And when you have more thyroid hormones than you need, you have an accelerated metabolism, and that affects the whole body. Mm-hmm. And what the doctors tell you is that it's caused by the genetics, or that it's just bad luck. But I can tell you it isn't. It has a couple of good reasons why this autoimmune disease is in the body. And we will come to that later on more deeply.
Yeah. And so remember that the Hashimoto's is kind of the opposite, where when you eat, you gain a lot of weight. It's underactive. That's mm-hmm. the difference.
Yeah, that's underactive. So mm-hmm. if you have Hashimoto, you have two less hormones in the mm-hmm. system, and you're struggling, everything slows down, you freeze a lot, you gain weight, you are very tired, you can't come out of bed, things like that.
Yeah, I think both don't sound so much fun, obviously.
Yes, it is.
So yeah, and I would love to hear now, because you went through it. Right. So can you tell us a little bit about when did you find out what was going on in your body and what did you do about
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed in 2012 after I gave birth to my third child. And I was in circumstances when I was really standing for my own. So we just moved. We had a complete new house. I had a newborn baby. I was cut off my friends and family somehow. And in the first time, or in the beginning, I didn't realize that I'm sick or that something wrong. What I felt first was some kind of panic attacks in the middle of the night. So I really felt like something really bad would happen to me, and I had to leave my bed, and I was shaking. I was very anxiously, but I couldn't explain what happened in the body. So, and it vanished the next day, and I was okay. Perhaps I have too much stress now. Perhaps I should slow down a bit, stuff like that. And I didn't took that serious. And it was found by chance when a doctor checked my blood. And then I was sent to my GP, and he did a further test and found the antibodies that are typically for Graves' disease. And what I was told in a 5-minute talk to my doctor was, okay, you have an autoimmune disease. We can't heal that. You can't heal that. You will have that for the rest of your life. What we can do is to give you some thyroid blockers for 1 year or a year and a half. Mm. And we will see if it works. And if it doesn't work, there are only two solutions for you. One is surgery, so that we remove the whole thyroid from your body. And the second is radiation, which means that they put radioactive iodine to the thyroid, and that destroys the cells. And the result of the surgery and of the radiation is that you need artificial thyroid hormones for the rest of your life. Mm. And I was so shocked when I heard this. I had thousands of questions, but none of them came into my mind. I was just speechless, and my whole world turned upside down. And what I did was to grab the receipt the doctor gave me, go to a pharmacy, get this pills, get this medicine for the thyroid, and going home, crying a lot, and then Googling. Googling, what does it mean to have Graves' disease? I didn't know that I have a thyroid or what's the role of the thyroid is in the body. I didn't know anything. And from one day to another, the doctor told me that I'm very sick and that this circumstances will go on for the rest of my life. And there was a silent voice inside my stomach telling me, that doesn't feel good. All the doctor can offer me is not right for me. So I come from a very holistic background, and my parents did a lot with herbs and holistic medicine and homeopathy and stuff like that. And so I felt the desire to find a way which is more holistic, which is more friendly to the body. And what I did was doing lots of research, reading books, but there was no holistic way out there. There was always the medical way my doctor told me, and I was quite despaired. And then I found a little book of a holistic doctor and a holistic thyroid expert, and he wrote that you can do or you can improve the Graves' disease by a special diet which avoids iodine and which contains a lot of healthy and anti-inflammatory food, green foods, and that there are special herbs that helps the thyroid to slow down a bit, and that you can have some tea and some mushrooms and some nutritions that would help. And I was okay, I tried that. That was the only thing I saw that could help. And I changed my diet. I avoided iodine. I started to eat really clean and healthy. And that really helped to get the antibodies down close to a normal level in a short time. I took the thyroid blockers for 2.5 months, and after that time, it wasn't necessary because my antibodies were so low. Wow. And I was so happy because that was the first success I had in the story, and I was okay, I can do something. My body reacts positively, and I will go on. So, and my doctor was surprised, but he didn't believe me that it came by this diet or by do something for my own. But I knew, and that was enough for me. And I was, or it made me a bit carelessness somehow, because I thought, okay, if this so so dangerous Graves' disease vanishes in 2.5 months so much that I can live without the pills and without the medicine, so it can't be said that bad, like the doctor told me. And well, I decided, okay, I stay on this diet until the rest of my life, and then I'm happy. And that didn't work out. It went well for 2 or 3 years. And then slowly I realized that there's something wrong in my body, and my body was like, I felt it difficult to come out of the bed in the morning. That was the first time I realized. Then my hair started to fall out. My skin becomes very inflammatory. I got acne. And I realized, okay, there's something wrong. And I went to the doctor, please check my blood, look for the thyroid. And he checked and said, well, there's everything okay. There's nothing we can see from the thyroid. It must be something different. And what he found was just that the iron is a bit low and vitamin D is low, which is usual if you have an autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to supplement this, but it doesn't help to improve my health care, my health condition. And then I started to see a lot of holistic doctors. I tried acupuncture. I tried different diets. I tried nutrition. I did lots of research. Started with cold showers and with intermittent fasting and stuff like that. And something helped a bit and something went wrong. And I was trying and trying, and it took me so much of my energy. And I felt more and more stressed and more weak of trying to find a way out.
And discouraged, I guess, in some way, right? Like,
yeah.
You tried it all.
Yeah. I tried so hard, and somehow nothing really worked well. And time went by, and then came the winter 2018. And my situation was really bad. My face was so full of acne that friends and neighbors asked me what's wrong with me. And so I really felt ashamed, and I started to avoid people. I started to avoid social contact. I started to stay in the house, and I didn't have it checked up, but I think I was really depressed this time. And there was one winter morning I remember clearly. I had the kids to kindergarten and school, and I was in my house and went to the rooms, doing the laundry and the beds and stuff like that. And I came to the room where my little son lives, and he has a huge window on the ceiling. And I was standing under this window, looking to the clouds on the winter sky, and I had a complete collapse. I broke down under this window, tears striking down my face, and I was crying for help. I was crying for support. I was like, if there's anyone out there, anyone who can hear me, please send help. I don't find the way out for myself. I'm so lost here. I do not know what I should do. And then it took 2 weeks, I think. And then I found, by chance, if you want to call it a chance, I found a video on YouTube where it was about how the power of our thoughts affects our health and our cells, and what we can do with our just with our mind. We can change the genes. We can change so much in our body. And this video catched me somehow. And this was the first time that I had the thought in my mind, okay, perhaps there's more about this Graves' disease. Perhaps it's not just my body which is wrong or which is broken or which doesn't work, but perhaps it has something to do with my mind. Perhaps it has something to do with my beliefs. Perhaps it has something to do with my childhood, which wasn't easy at all. And there was the first time in my life such a pain in my body and such a pain in my soul that I was on the point that I was like, okay, I stop fighting and I go deep. I want to do my inner work now. And this was the turning point. the turning point was stop fighting against Graves' disease, stop fighting against my body, stop trying to force my body to heal. And this was the first time when I realized, okay, I can't do that by force. I just can do that by love.
I want to actually what you just said. So you kind of surrendered, right? You
yes.
Let go of this, like, I have to fix it. I have to make it happen. I have to run away from the Graves' disease. And you're like, more like receiving. What's the message here for me, right? In a way.
Yes. That was the first time when I accepted I have this Graves' disease. And perhaps this Graves' disease has a message for me. Perhaps it's not all worth about it. And then I started to work with the coach, and I did a lot of inner child healing, and I did a lot of trauma work, and a lot of working with my unconsciousness and stuff like that. And I really felt enlightened, and I felt that this is the right way. And I came into a really good mood, but my body didn't react on this point. Mm. I hoped so much that my body will recover, but it didn't. It went really slowly. And I felt, from the feelings inside, I felt much happier, and I felt a new strength raising in me, but my body was still very, very sick. And then something really strange happened. My body started to retain water.
Yeah, retain. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, to retain water. And within a week, I gained 10 kilo more just by water. And my skin was so tight, and everything was swollen. My whole body wobbled when I walked, and that really frightened me out. And I went to a hospital, and they wanted to check the kidneys, because if the kidneys are broken.
I mean, if they're not working, right? If they're not.
Yeah, if they're not working, this is what could happen to the body. So then you gain so much water. And they checked the kidneys in the hospital, and they found nothing at the kidneys, but they didn't have an explanation why this happened to me. So, and they decided to keep me for more checkups in the hospital. And I was lying in my bed, and I was thinking, okay, what is when they find something really bad? What is if I have to die in 2 or 3 weeks? What if if they find such a serious problem in my body that I can't survive with it?
Mm.
And this really made me so nervous. I have to leave the bed. And I grabbed the pen and a piece of paper I had with me. And I went to a little balcony, which is for visitors, actually. So there was a table and a chair, and it has a view on a little park, and I sat down there.
Mm.
And I was, okay, if I have only 2 weeks left, what will I do? What will I do with my time? What will I do with my children? How will I live? What's my heart desires? What really matters to me? And I started to write down a list. And when I finished the list and I looked on my notes, I was so shocked, because nothing what I've written on my list already existed in my life.
Wow.
And it was so clear to me that I lived a life that was completely fake. It was completely fake. I was like trying to please people. I did a lot of things just because everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to be perfect or to show a perfect surface on the outside so often and in so many areas in my life, and that felt so wrong. And I sat there with my list and I was looking down and I was, okay, I will change my life. If I survive, I will do exactly what's on my list. I will only live in harmony with my heart and my soul, and I will change everything, and I will never ever waste any second of my life like I did before. And there was something like click inside my head. And there was a voice telling me, okay, you will survive and you will change your life. And I was, okay, and I will live.
There was willpower, right?
Yeah. Yes, no matter what the cost, I will create this life I've written down. And when I was so absolutely clear about that, I went back inside into my bed. And then I felt the need to go to the toilet. I find it so urgent. I need to pee. And I ran for the toilet. And believe me or not, within 2 hours, my body left out the whole water.
The 10 kilograms, right?
Yes, the 10 kilograms.
Yeah.
And that was such a strange feeling. I tell you, my skin started to shrink and to get all the little wrinkles, and it was tingling all over the body. It was such a strange feeling. And I saw the toilet so often, and I called the doctors and said, if you want to test something, I have lots of urine for you if you want to. And yeah, they kept me for a couple of days, and they checked me from top to down.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't find anything. So they had no explanation for what has happened to me. They just guessed that something with the hormones, and they sent me back home and told me to come back if it happens again. But I was sure it must not happen again, because I got the message. I'm quite sure that was a message from my body or from my soul to change my life. And that was exactly what I did when I came home. I started going all in with my inner work. I changed a lot of things in my relationships and the way of thinking over myself, the way of behaving. I really did my inner work. And what else, what I did also was to take good care of my body, to sleep very well, to look for my nutrition and stuff like that. And then my body started to heal. The first thing I could see was that the acne vanished, and I knew that the hormones were coming to a good state, and everything started to come in order in my body. I could feel it. I could feel it every day, because there was more and more energy. There was more and more life force I could feel in my body. And the next checkup with the doctor was a huge surprise, because they couldn't find antibodies in my blood. For the first time, I couldn't find antibodies.
Wow.
And my doctor was like, "Wow, that looks great. So we will have an ultrasound." And she sent me over to another doctor, and he did the ultrasound, and he was with this thing on my thyroid.
Yeah.
And he stopped there and said, "Wow, look at this." And he turned the screen to my direction, and yeah, if you're not a doctor, you see on the ultrasound screen just gray and black clouds. And I was like, okay, and what do I see here? And he said, "Wow, look at your thyroid. There are no inflammation left. If I wouldn't know your story, I wouldn't believe that you ever have had Graves' disease. There are no scars, there's nothing left." And I was, "Wow, that's great. Am I healthy again?" And he was like, No, you never will. You have an autoimmune disease. You never will be healthy again. And I was like, are you kidding me? You have it black and white on your screen? What do you want? What should happen until you realize that I am healthy again? I felt it. It was an inner knowing, I'm over it. And I went home and there were so many questions in my head, like, how does that happen? How does the body heal? How does that work? And I started to read everything about self-healing I could grab. I started to do every training I could. I went into neuroscience. I went into the genetics. I went into the nervous system. And I read a lot of the works of Dr. Joe Dispenza and Bruce Lipman, Louisa Hay, and all those beautiful people. And in the end of that, I found every answer I needed. And I was, okay, this is what happens. Wow. We can heal ourselves. Our body is so brilliant. It's so beautiful. It can heal itself if we think in the right way, if we love ourselves, if we are aligned with our soul and our heart, if you listen to our intuition, if you listen to our gut, if you live a life in happiness and flow, the body answers with health. And this was wow, everyone should know that we are able to do that. Everyone should know about it. Everyone who has Graves' disease or other autoimmune diseases should know about it. And it was in the beginning of 2020 when I started my website and my Instagram account, and I felt the inner desire to tell everyone out there how we can heal. And I just started to share my story in Instagram and on my website, and I expected nothing. I just wanted to inspire people. I just wanted to help other people suffering with Graves' disease like me before, because I learned so much on my own journey. I learned so much about this thyroid issues, about the Graves' disease itself, about the body, about what we can do, about how soul and body and mind work together. And then came the first questions from other women with Graves' disease, like, oh, Getty, how did you do that? Oh, can you tell me more about the nutrition? Oh, can you tell me how you did whatever? And I answered all the questions, and I did a couple of Zoom meetings with very interested people, and they asked me so many questions that I was, okay, whoa, 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 stop here. My day has only 24 hours. We have to bring that somehow in a way that I can help more people, but not that doesn't cost me all the day. So, and the first thing I did was to create a very little mentoring program for 4 weeks, just about nutrition and food, and the special diet I found out worked well. And the reactions of the people and what they feedbacked me was, wow, that helps me too, and I feel better, and my antibodies go down as well, and I'm happy with that, my symptoms vanish. And I was, wow, it works with other people too. And more and more people came to my Instagram account, and more people asked me questions, and I did longer and intenser mentorings with including the hormone system, the nervous system, everything I found out. And I did a lot of trainings in this time, and I started to work with people for longer time, and I learned so much. And here I am now, running my own business, just coming from that, just coming from Graves' disease, I'm a mentor now for people with Graves' disease, and I'm the expert in the German-speaking countries for Graves' disease today, and running my own podcast, the first holistic podcast about Graves' disease in the German-speaking countries. And yeah, I'm very happy, and I helped hundreds of clients out of this disease. And I see it over and over and over again with my clients. If you go with your heart, if you go with your soul, if you release stress in your life, if you start to live a life that feels right for you from the inside, right? Not from what people expect from the outside. If you start to live in flow from the inside, the nervous system relaxes so much that the body has the energy to overcome grave disease.
Yeah,
and that's beautiful. I love what I do.
Yeah, I can see it in your face. And just you guys, so you know, we're gonna talk about this in a little bit. We're gonna talk about her human design as well. So you are 2-4 generator. We are both 2-4s. I love that actually. And you mentioned so many times, I want to kind of, from what you shared about your story, just pick out some of the core mm-hmm. elements, because it's so interesting when you were like, well, now I'm healed. And then you were like, how did I even do this, right? And then you started to do all the research. So the key components for me were like, the first one was this acceptance that you had, right? Where you're like, okay, I have this. This is what it is. Instead mm-hmm. of trying to resist it and fixing it, right? And then I think the second thing was that, well, you faced the fear of death.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that really, like when you were talking about it, it was so vivid, and where you were kind of like, okay, if I have another chance, mm-hmm. because we know deep inside, I guess, that we're not fully living our life, right? Which is our everybody's birthright to be happy, to be fulfilled. And I mean, well, we know each other we're very similar. I mean, you mentioned also the people pleasing. I can relate to this myself a lot, right? But that's such a compromised life. We overgive, we overdo. You know, it's always about everybody else, and we neglect our own needs. And obviously that doesn't go very far. But so you had that moment. And then I also could really feel clearly, because yeah, we have a certain life path, but we have the power to choose. Are we going to be the victim? Are we going to stay in fear? And I think I have this, I can say this too, like, you know, when you go to a doctor's office, and by all means, doctors saving lives every day, right? They have their place with everything. But since mindset and belief is so powerful, if somebody with a white, you know, and they tell you something and you put them on a pedestal, like, oh, they are deciding about my life, I'm never going to get better. And we believe it. Yeah, we believe it. That's going to be. But you were like listening more to your inner voice and like, maybe mm-hmm. not. Maybe there's something else. And that I find so inspiring, that you put your own wisdom above anything and your inner, because it's your body at the end of the day, right? Yeah, a doctor can guide you, can help you and all of it. But if you get an answer that doesn't have any exit, I mean, you had that willpower. You know what? I'm going to fight for this. I'm going to figure this out. I know there is a way out of there. And so you made that decision to basically, I think when you were in the hospital, I'm going to live. And then you have this story, which obviously that's one of those stories where people are like, yeah, right. Huh? But you're not going to make this up. I mean, it happened. You know, when you lost all the 10 kilograms, which in the US is like 22 pounds. I mean, that's a lot. That's one of those things where we're like, woo. So that was not a pill. Obviously, that was not the nutrition, which was also part of it. But even listening to you, for me, was again this reaffirmation, like how powerful this whole mind-body connection is, no? And the emotions and everything, where we can just allow ourselves to, yeah, surrender, to let go of all the ideas we have and accept it can be beautiful. So that That's amazing. And then you said it, you choose love, right? For first and foremost for yourself. And then you were like, well, of course I'm gonna share about this because I'm gonna be of disservice if I'm not gonna share people or tell them that this is my story. Maybe it can help another person, right? And then typical, that's also like being a generator, right? Like you do what you love without expectations. You didn't have an agenda, right? I'm like, I'm gonna do this to make X amount of money. I mean, you just did it to like share the love and maybe it can help just one person. And here you go. It came, people were just waiting for you. You're not like this lighthouse and show people that there is a way, there is a possibility, right? So
Yeah, exactly.
thank you.
I just listened to my heart and I just went in the direction that feels right for me. That was one of the main decisions I made in the hospital, that my only guide and my only compass will be my heart and what feels right in future for me.
Yeah. And I mean, this is literally now, if I'm gonna simplify human design, it's all about that. It's about trusting yourself. Because I know people are like, oh, what is this gate and this? And they're trying to figure it out, they're all in their head. But the main message is like, don't make decisions with your mind, you know, what we think we should do or what other people tell you it is, and we can't change it and just accept that. But to follow that gut feeling, follow your intuition. And it sounds, as we know, no? It sounds so simple, but it's still so hard at the same time. So
Yes.
yeah. And how did you like when human did when did human design find you? Did that also kind of play a little bit of a part with your journey?
After I started my own business, I met a lot of people. They were very interested in human design, and I did a business training as well, which was based on human design. So you learned to run your business aligned with your human design. That was the first time I came in contact with human design, and I was like, wow, why doesn't anyone told me before? There's so much into human design. When I had my first reading, I was like, wow, just by my birth date, you can tell me that about me. And that felt so right. I was like, check, check, check,
Yeah,
It
that's how, yeah. How do you
was
know all these
like,
things about me? Yeah.
yeah, it was like, wow, do you really know that about me? I felt that it was the truth. And I was really into it for a while. I bought a couple of books and read many articles and many blogs about human design. I was really interested. That was a time when I looked up every human design when a new client came to me, because I was just interested if I can if I can see the main
The energies are centered.
the main energies, and if I can feel it in my clients. And it was really interesting. I dropped that a while later, but I think human design is a beautiful possibility to stay happy and healthy. And there's so much into the chart telling you how you can live a healthy life, how you can live your life that feels easy and flowy. And yeah, it's a really interesting thing. And there's something I didn't mention about Grass disease. If you are into the energetics, you know the chakra system of the body. And if you have issues with the thyroid, it's always the throat chakra. And the throat chakra stands for expressing your truth, live an authentic life, speak your truth into the world, show up and express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And there is always a blockage there. If you have issues with thyroid, it can depend from traumatic childhood or from abuse or from other traumas, whatever. But human design can help here, I think, to clear the throat chakra if you start to live more aligned with your design, if you start to live more authentic and more by your inner truth and your inner guidance.
No, and I love that so much because, and I'm gonna pull up your chart in a second, but what you're doing right now, right? Like, you could be like, oh, who am I? I'm just Gertie, like, I'm not a doctor, I'm like, who am I? This is your life and this is your truth, and your body has told you, like, I have to share this, right?
Yes.
And obviously people can go to a doctor and they can have you and they can find their balance with everything. So I really honor that you have the courage, right, to fully go in and like, this is how it is.
Yes, I had the courage, but I had also this mindfuck, like, who I am. I'm not a doctor. I didn't study any medical things. Who I am to show people how they can deal with grave disease. There were the thoughts into my mind, but with every single client who showed me that my work or my way went well with them, I got more confident, and I'm very confident now. I'm sure I don't need to become a doctor, and okay, I see my chart.
He's like, what's happening now? And I mean, this is also, even like in the regular coaching, people have this, especially so your 2-4 profile, right? As myself as well. And we call the 2-4 like the easy breezy genius. I think Jenna Zoe came up with that term. And it's about, we are supposed to do what comes easy to us, not something necessary we went to college for. We sometimes cannot even explain how we know. And I think even when I heard you talk, you were like, well, here I go, I healed myself. I don't even know how the heck I did that. You know? I mean, yeah, I tell you my story, but you kind of had to grasp that in some way, right? And that is so typical for us in some way, that we do something that just somehow comes easy to us in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's like for me too. I mean, you did design, right? In
yes,
college, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think that plays well into your business now, obviously, right? But your main thing now is not the design, right? You're a mentor.
I'm a mentor, I'm a teacher, I love teaching, I love to work with people, I love to inspire people, I love to help, I love to see my clients come back into their power and into their health conditions, and that's beautiful.
I love it. No, and so it's, if I look at your human design chart, right, like anytime the Ajna center, or we call it the, what is it called in German, or third eye, dritte Auge, is that how we say it? Okay, so anytime this center is connected to the throat through a channel, like, it's a teaching energy. You know, because we have very strong opinions about something, and you can explain it in a very detailed way, actually with a lot of enthusiasm. You also have that gate 16, and that's who you are, right? You're so confident in what you know. You don't let people, at least, I mean, I perceive you that way very strongly, and I admire it. I think it's so beautiful because we need a confident person in this space, right? Especially with all the other people, like, oh no, it's, you have an autoimmune disease and that's it for the rest of your life. But you come and like, hey, there is another way. And obviously you have a story to tell, you have a lot of experience, and now you have tons and tons of clients keep reflecting back to you over and over again, like, yep, it works, right? And then the other thing is, you have the sacral, no, defined with the spleen. The spleen is the center for intuition. And I have that channel too. We both have that in common. And you just know, right? You can, like, you know things. And
yes,
it's, and I know for myself too, like, sometimes I cannot even explain why I know. I just know, and that's what it is. There's also lots of fears in there, like fear of the future and stuff. But you said it so many times, like my gut, my intuition, that's a very, very strong part of you. And it's also here to teach other people to listen to their intuition in that way, right? Gate 50 is also very strong teaching energy again. And then this energy, your solar plexus to the world center. So you're here to empower people, and especially through community. This whole channel is about family, community, and all of that. And you do that, right? You have your community that you have built. It's also the four line energy. It's all about your network that you're building.
Yes.
It's not so much about reaching all the strangers, but, and then they'll probably refer people to you, and everything grows organically out of that. So, you know, and that's why, like with human design, it's not like we don't have to overanalyze somebody's chart and what needs to be fixed and whatever. Like when you have the courage to follow your authority, right? You have the sacral and then the emotional authority. How does the emotional authority, how do you feel that? How was that for you when you learned about it?
I can tell you how I feel it. It's like you come to me with one idea, and usually I'm very interested and I'm like, wow, that's brilliant. Let's dive into it. And after a couple of time, this feeling vanishes a bit, and then I'm like, perhaps not. perhaps I have to overthink it. Oh, there could be something wrong with that, or perhaps that's not so funny, stuff like that. And then I come on the top of the wave and I'm like, but it sounds very interesting, and perhaps it's beautiful, and let's do that. And it changes a bit, and I have to wait usually 24 hours, and then I'm very clear with my decision. So I learned to wait. I learned to wait with important decisions.
Yeah, that is so powerful, right? Because, and it's so funny because I have a completely open solar plexus. Mine is all white. And for me, because I can amplify those emotions from all around, I have to be also super careful, because I can also feel this, like, oh my God, I have to do this, right? And for me, it's even like, but I have learned this only through the emotional authorities. Without human design, I would not have the awareness, like, because I can feel all the waves sometimes, and I don't even know what it is that I'm feeling. And the wisdom from the emotional authority has helped me to understand that we're all meant to wait, especially like with bigger things, right? When we invest a lot of time and energy into stuff. And you know, one thing that you and I, well, we have a lot in common, obviously, because of the, we're almost, I mean, we were born in the same month, 3 weeks apart, kind of, no? So, but gate 40, I don't know if you know much about it, but that energy, so you have it in your earth, right? And that's always the bit, one of the most consistent challenges we have in life. And I have it in my unconscious Mars, which is my core wounds, also one of the biggest challenges. So we have it in different placements, but it's both big challenge. And gate 40 is all about this, like, balance between being and giving, and it tends to overgive. Oh. And because people can smell your willpower and that you have some energy there, and we want to be nice, and fear of rejection, we don't like it, right? When people are disappointed by us, so we do it anyways. So yeah, that has been, oh my gosh, it was balm to my soul when I learned it. And when you were sharing about yours as well, it was, I think, so much this energy of, like, you were, yeah, overexerting yourself probably, and over giving, over making for everybody, but totally neglecting yourself, right?
Oh yes, that was something I had to learn really hard. not to overgive because I burn out.
Yeah, yeah. No,
and
especially the fact with the defined well center, because it needs consistent rest.
Yes, and I really have to be careful with my energy, and that's another beautiful learning that Graves' disease gave to me, that I have to look for myself first, and that I have to be very, very careful how much energy I give to other people and how much energy stays for myself and for my life.
Yeah, no, I love that. Because especially in human design, there's often this misconception that generators and manifesting generators, like you're a generator, I'm a many gen, right? So, oh, we have unlimited energy and we can do everything for everybody. And I'm like, really, guys? And I work mainly with generators and many gens, and most are burned out because, yeah, we think we have it all, but especially when we do things that are not in alignment, we burn out, right? And so in that sense, like you also said, you know, as challenging as it was, but the Graves' disease really gave you this like really wake up moment of like, okay, are you going to start putting yourself first, or are you going to continue doing that? Because obviously that doesn't work for any of us, right?
Yeah. And looking back, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for everything what happened to me. Because if you are in the Graves' disease and having all these troubles and the symptoms, it feels so worse. It feels so bad. It feels so destroying somehow. And there's always gold in this heavy moments in our life and in this crisis.
Yeah.
And if you really get the message, and if you really do your inner work and change your life, then it turns into a beautiful gift.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. That is so powerful. And so Getty, how can people, if they're interested, obviously you mentor in German, right?
Yes.
Maybe at this point, yeah. But the good news is I have lots of German people listening. So since I'm German myself, I was joking with her, like, I still have a heavy, thick German accent after being in the US for so many years. So what's the best way to get in contact with you, to find out what the offerings you have and all that good stuff?
So you can come to my website, or you can see me on Instagram, or you can listen to my podcast. You can put that in the show notes, perhaps. And
I will.
Just write me on Instagram, or just write me over my website. So get in contact if you're interested. I'm always happy to hear from people affected by my work.
And so if somebody, let's say there's somebody listening, they don't speak German, are you open to, I mean, it depends what your cycle response, I guess, right?
You hear me talking. If it's enough for you, we can work in English as well. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe this is the beginning of your international career. Who knows?
Who knows?
Open for anything, right? Awesome, Getty. It was so much fun. No, especially since I've known you for so long. And it's also really interesting because, so we are born both, no? 82. And I also had my toughest phase in my life in 2012, which is in human design, we call the Saturn return. So it's interesting. We got the kick in the butt.
Really interesting.
Yeah. It's like, that's when my daughter had open heart surgery. And yeah, it was really like rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously a different story, but it was very interesting to kind of make that connection that it really was the same year for us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
because obviously we have a lot of astrology energy in common, even though it's a little bit a part of our date of birth. So yeah, and I always also love to ask, so what's one final nugget of wisdom that you want to leave the listeners with?
Oh, how to say that in English? In German, it's very clear in my head. Perhaps you can translate it. I say it in German and you translate. Okay. Glaube die Diagnose, aber niemals die Prognose. Die Prognose entscheidest du.
Wow, okay. And I have to actually think. So you can trust the diagnosis, but don't trust the result, like the outcome, I guess, right? You're in charge of it. You can decide where your life is going to go. So you have the power to change the outcome. Like basically you never have anybody tell you like there's no way out of it, right? Did I say that kind of correctly?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well said.
Yeah. Okay. That was not even easy for me to translate. Awesome. No, thank you so much. Yeah, and you have a podcast as well. I'm going to put everything in the show notes, your Instagram, your website, and all the good stuff. And I can tell you she's amazing. Like I said, we grew up together. It's all from the heart. And thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Thank you to everyone for listening. And
yes,
hopefully we see each other again.
Yeah, I'm already thinking about next trip to Germany for sure. So awesome. Thank you everyone for listening. I think this was a super special treat, especially for those folks of you that are in Germany. And if you know anybody that may be struggling with Graves' disease, please, I encourage you to share this episode because you may never know who else's life this is going to change. So thank you, Gerti, again, and I'll see you all on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to this episode. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, then please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. And if you also know someone that you know in your heart could benefit from listening to this podcast, then I invite you to please share and help me reach more conscious leaders so we together can create global impact. I truly appreciate you and see you next time.